That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome to the Woodbird Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book, the improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess.
The improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess. That one is Zach Reno.
That one is Jessica McKenna. We got Scott Passarella,
King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings.
We got Dana Wickens
on the Stickens.
Isn't it rad? It's a Roland branded drum pad. Beats brought to you by Roland. Sponsor us now, Roland. Now's the time.
Get in now. We got Brett Morris, That Feeling When the Chord Hits.
Take it to the chorus.
Ooh, and well, you know, here we are, episode 300.
Yep. You all said it couldn't be done. You were all mentioning us all the time, saying they won't do it. They'll stop before then. And yet, here we are.
Here we are, 300 episodes, and back on the pod is the man who started it.
Time is a flat circle. The king of podcasts, our dear, dear friend, an incredible comic talent. Please welcome back to the pod, Paul F. Tompkins.
I have not seen.
Me neither, but we all know how to reference it,
right?
You know?
Listen, I'll kick you in a hole.
We are Sparta. Does someone get kicked in a hole in Spartacus and 300? Is Spartacus a different movie?
Spartacus is a different movie.
When they shout, "We are Sparta" in 300.
No, they say, In Spartacus, I am Spartacus.
Anytime you have...
Do they say, "We are Sparta" in 300?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
I remember. It saves time.
Okay.
Because originally, when it's like, "I'm Spartacus," and it's like, oh, everybody's going one at a time saying, "I'm Spartacus." How about we simplify this? First of all, cut the word in half. Then also say, just one person says, "We are." And then it's a blanket... Everyone understands.
Yeah. We are Spartacus. Sparta.
Did you know that they had to reshoot the I Am Spartacus scene because an extra was wearing a modern watch?
And looking at it and saying, is it my time to say I'm Spartacus?
When will I say I Am Spartacus?
It's not, I don't know it by cue. I know it by time.
Yeah. I also heard you could see a plane flying in the
maybe
background.
Maybe that's it.
Mm. Yeah. No, but it could be both.
Could be both. I remember this was a question in Trivial Pursuit that I almost got correct as a 9-year-old and was like, I did it. I almost got it. Because Trivial Pursuit when you're young is like an unfathomable game.
Every once in a while, it would be like, you know, every once in a while you'll see like a round of Jeopardy and you're like, oh, I would have smoked this round of Jeopardy.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
The truth is that
None of us
will ever smoke around. I mean, speaking for myself, I will never smoke around at Jeopardy.
I don't think I would smoke around, but yes, if there was like a few.
You know, it depends on the category.
And hey, maybe Celebrity Jeopardy. I think he's up.
Random. I had a friend who went on Jeopardy, and I actually know a couple people who've been on Jeopardy. But the first person I knew that went on Jeopardy, he took the test many, many times before he finally got on. And he said, that test is fucking hard.
I believe it.
Yeah.
You have to know. A bunch of stuff.
And it's also, they got to make it so hard so that when you're on the show, you're not going to be dumb.
Yes.
So that it's easier on the show than on the test. So that, but it's still harder than.
That makes sense.
So no matter what, you're good. You're good on the show. If you got through the chess.
But do you know, like the more trivia that you do, there's like trivia logic, which is like, well, I remember the other one that I hope I got right was like, how many bags of mail did the Pony Express lose while they were in service?
Zero.
I think it was like I was going between zero or one.
Yeah,
they exactly. Because like they were
so good. It can't be 12.
Four.
Right, it can't be like an unguessable number of all numbers. Yeah, fact,
because it's remarkable.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
There has to be stuff that you can kind of guess at.
So you can do like trivia brain of like, oh, I don't know anything about the Pony Express except for that it predated the Postal Service, except... Wait a second. If it's possible for me to know this, it must be zero or one.
And let's be real. What are the odds that that statistic is accurate? That we have accurate recording on the Pony Express and like all the mail that went everywhere.
You can't lie about history.
You can't lie about ponies.
That's right.
Or Express. Things that go fast? Yeah, the clothing store.
No, the clothing store.
Oh, yeah.
Moderately priced button downs for your first job interview.
You can lie about H&M all you want.
Yeah.
And you should.
And you should. Hot Topic, you can tell fibs.
So many fibs at the Topic.
Forever 21, forever lying to me. 21 lies. Inside this building, racks and racks of clothes that go on and on forever. And the workers, they all know that this is a place of truth, that this is a place of justice. If you're looking for a place of honor, you've found it. You can't lie about the first one that
H&M.
You can't lie about H&M.
Did you say you can or you can't lie about H&M?
You're right. I think it is you can.
You actually can. We forgot.
You can lie. Okay.
You can't lie about Express.
Express.
And you can lie about H&M. And you can tell a fib about Hot Topic if you go in and then go again. And Forever 21, well, has 21 lies. But nothing.
H&M, that was one of H&M's big lies. They're always cheating returns, they'll cheat them every time.
Oh, those dirty, dirty H&M folks, they're full of terrible lies. Like, hey, be careful, often they go by European size. You go in for some shorts, you say I don't have to try on a coat. I know my size, and I'm that size for many years if they've gone by.
And then they put a jacket in your bag. You didn't want a jacket. What a terrible drag. You've been foiled again.
And they are both too small.
About
Express.
You can't lie about Express.
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 guess. You can lie about guess, but you can't lie about Express.
Welcome to the final round of Jeopardy auditions. You did so beautifully on your test. I just one final question to ask you before we approve you for the show.
Thank you. What is it? I'm ready to go.
Did you get that button down at Express? That light sort of floral paisley button down. Did you get that shirt at Express? Did you get that shirt at Express?
No. No, I didn't get it at Express. I didn't get it at Express.
Are you sure? Where'd you?
I saw it at Express and they didn't have it on my size, and so I did a Google image search for a shirt, the same shirt, and I found it, and it sucks. It's scratchy. And
is the shirt from Express just at an aftermarket retailer, or is it a mock-off of an Express shirt? Did you get it at an aftermarket retailer, or is it a knockoff of an Express?
Liam, we want you on the show.
We want you so
we
bad.
We want you
Liam.
So bad.
We
Liam.
Want We're- Liam. We want him so bad.
I mean, I won't wear this shirt on the show if that's what this is about.
No, it's about trusting your character and us being able to be a good judge of it. We just need to know where you got this light floral shirt because, Liam, we want you so bad.
We want Liam.
All
Liam,
right.
You've gotten every single question on
right.
This
We've
test.
Never seen this, not it's, since Ken Jennings, and he missed two.
He missed two.
Not since that other guy who gambles with the show, the one who broke it. He missed a few.
We don't say his name
we
anymore.
Don't say
he broke the
it.
Show, Liam.
I spit at the idea of him.
Correct answer, Liam. Again, even on our conversation, you're getting all the
Liam.
Answers.
All
right. I have to tell the truth.
Good.
It is a knockoff of an Express shirt.
He tells the truth even when it's not actually about Express. He is the chosen one.
The one to bring it back. The one to unbreak it after that guy.
We
do not speak his
maybe
name.
Maybe John.
James.
Probably James.
I think it's James. James.
Talking about that guy.
We do not speak his name.
He is the one to bring Jeopardy back.
To bring Jeopardy back to its original way it should be played. No bouncing around and starting with the big, big numbers. No searching for daily doubles after statistical anomalies.
Going for the ones you know.
No! Playing from your gut and your heart, not your computer
playing
brain.
Playing with knowledge, not like a beep-boop robot.
No, beep. He is the one
talking
we've...
for a long time.
Liam. Thank you for giving us our hope back.
What?
We don't care where your shirt's from. You just can't lie about it.
Me?
You just can't lie about it.
Oh. All right.
We do care. We do care and that you were honest about the response to the question.
Okay, I guess I get that.
A lot of people lie about Express.
You really made me sweat it. You can't lie about Express.
That's right.
That's what we say.
You'd be surprised how many people come in here and lie about Express.
But not
and,
you.
And for different reasons, you know, because some people, it's like, well, this is, I stand by Express. That's a nice brand. And some people are like, I could do better than Express. You know, so people are like,
some people,
oh, this is a Gucci shirt. And I'm like, that's an Express shirt. And people are like, oh, I saved up and got an Express shirt. And you're like, that's from Target. So there's a whole different reason for many people to lie about Express, but you can't lie.
Some people just get it wrong. Some people forget where their shirt's from. We don't know how to.
It's
not really a lie.
That one's tough for us because they forgot. But for that one, we just don't have a good metric.
That's beside the point.
I wish I could live in a world where I could forget where my clothes came from. That's why I'm auditioning for Jeopardy. I need the money.
Are you available next week?
Absolutely. Oh, wait. My dad's funeral.
What day?
We can schedule around.
We can schedule around.
Oh, really?
We'll flex.
Okay. He was a very beloved guy, and it's going to be a multiple day thing.
Okay.
So.
Sorry for your loss.
Sorry for your loss.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. We weren't that close.
Oh, okay.
Still. With your dad.
But
okay. Yeah.
Is it hard for you to unpack that he was beloved by so many, but maybe not you?
I mean, oh, don't get me wrong. I love.
Oh, good. Yeah, just not that close. Geographically?
Yes, geographically.
And the love only went one way.
Yeah.
That's rough.
He was cordial to me,
okay.
I would say.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's, I'd say, bare minimum for a dad to be.
He treated me like a work colleague, kind of.
Okay.
And does he have any connection to your love of Jeopardy? Is it the one thing you shared together?
It's the one thing we shared together.
No,
he is the one.
He is the one.
We would watch Jeopardy together every single day, and that was the only time we spent together.
Yes. So what days are the funeral, though?
Oh, it's Monday through Sunday.
Okay, so we'll just get you the week after.
Week after, I'm wide open.
Great.
Yeah.
Oh, my wedding. I'm sorry, did you say your wedding?
Yeah. Yeah, my wife is from India, so I think you know what that means.
Big, big multi-day wedding.
Yeah.
Great. That's exciting.
Sounds great.
I can't wait. Yeah.
No, wait a second.
I'm going to be on an elephant. Can you believe it?
That's really... Okay, wow. So a week after, or is there a honeymoon?
No, the honeymoon we're waiting on.
Okay.
Honeymoon we're waiting on.
Are you doing a mini moon, though?
We are doing a bit of a mini moon.
Sure, that's good.
In town, though.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so the week after?
The week after should...
We gotta get Liam. We gotta get him somehow. We gotta get Liam. Even if it isn't right now.
Google Cal, it's got so much stuff going on. I wish I weren't everyone's pal. I need a place that I can call my own. I gotta find some time to be on the Jeopardy game show. Then I'll be able to pay off all these events that I have going on.
It seems like he's looking for a place to call his own. It seems that in addition to getting married and a funeral, he's also shopping for a home.
Gotta tour those open houses, gotta tour them all right now. Gotta smell that smell of cookies, gotta make that sign come down somehow.
You gotta get away. In 2 more years.
Can people go 2 years without an episode of Jeopardy?
Oh, wait, I misunderstood.
You have to be the next episode of the show to bring it back.
Okay.
And if we have to go on a hiatus for 2 years, I guess we're fine with that. We need to go. Just use really old shows that nobody knows, cause we've had so many shows. And we'll see you in 2 years, but promise from your heart that whatever happens in the next 2 years, you'll still be super smart. When we get a week with Liam,
when we get a week with Liam,
spend some time in a museum so we can get a week.
So we can get a week with Liam.
Okay, then exactly 2 years from now, on this very day, we'll all meet back here
Yes, and hopefully not much will have changed. And you can change your shirt, just don't lie about it.
Fair enough. I can't imagine anything's going to change. I lead a pretty boring life, except for all the many events that I attend. A
lot of events. You're everyone's pal. You're looking for a house.
Exactly. But I just imagine I'll just be the exact same guy 2 years from now.
We are gathered here today to honor a great man, a man who everyone loved.
I really loved him.
And who loved everyone.
Cordially.
Cordially, like a business associate.
He just loved so many people.
Yes. He was always so polite.
And he has asked, as we are doing now, for everyone to sort of lead the service together.
He preferred a chit-chat to a deep conversation.
He preferred to spread his love widely, not specifically.
He was sort of like a Johnny Appleseed.
One time he bought me shoes.
I remember one time I fell down a hole and he said, "How's the weather down there?" And we laughed.
That sounds like him. That sounds like William Senior.
Hi, everybody. I'm Liam.
It's Liam.
William Jr.
It's Liam.
Wait, I'm realizing in this moment, did you know that Liam is short for William?
I did, yeah.
That's wild.
And as you know, my dad is dead. I guess I don't need to say that.
Not Leopold?
No, that's a whole different. Really, that has Leo as the
right,
root.
L-E-O. Right.
Look at Liam is just the end of William.
You're right.
He died as he lived.
It's like when people go by Drew from Andrew
instead of Andy.
Oh, okay. It's a nickname from the back half.
Being told I love you and responding with a little "What's up?" nod.
Wait a minute, sorry. Isn't Drew short for Drulissa?
Well, for you it is, but for most people.
Okay.
And now, Drulissa, I think we shouldn't be talking during Leo.
Okay, yeah.
He's right. Our favorite cousin.
You're right.
And now he goes into the ground, and then we'll be cremated, which we got a special license to do because it is going to ruin the surrounding foliage. But those were his wishes, and of course, everyone wants to honor them because we all loved him. As much
and
as.
And I loved him.
What?
And I loved him.
And I loved him.
And I loved him.
And we
are Spartacus.
We all love him. We love him.
Love him. We all love him.
Well, this is a terrible kerfuffle because, as the executor of William Sr.'s will, we're supposed to give the entire estate to the person that loved him most, and now everyone is saying they loved him?
Well, I think you're wrong. I think it's a wonderful kerfuffle. And what I think is everyone here should have a piece of my dad's legacy and estate.
Liam.
Hey, everybody, listen up.
Liam, he's talking.
Liam's talking. Look at your modern watch. Listen. My dad's estate.
Hold for the plane.
What's that?
Hold for the plane. That's the grooviest plane I've ever.
That was a cool plane.
That was a cool plane.
Oh my god! Are we sure that was a plane?
I don't want to get off track, but that plane was like on a.
I'm so sorry. Can we stop? Full stop for that plane.
I know it's my dad's funeral, but wow.
Sometimes you see a plane that's so groovy.
You gotta stop what you're doing.
And it changes your whole steez. And then you see a cool plane.
Sometimes you're out harvesting your field full of grain.
And then you see a cool plane.
I remember it like it was yesterday. I was just walking down the street.
Uh-huh.
When I heard a noise and I looked in the sky and I said, "Well, that's pretty neat."
Uh-huh.
It was a plane like I'd never seen before, and the sound it made was so cool.
Uh-huh.
I looked up to the heavens and I started to drool.
Sometimes you got drool from your mouth like you just broke your brain. And then you see a cool plane. And then you see a cool plane.
Sometimes you wanna catch a ride on a track's a little train.
And then you see a cool plane. You change your ticket to a cool plane. Sometimes you are a plumber and you specialize in drains. But then you don't wanna do trains now. You wanna get up in the air, far away from dreams.
talking about this estate.
Uh-huh.
And we thought about how he loved everyone, and actually, that's pretty great.
Uh-huh.
And the rain was starting to get on our clothes, we were all getting a little wet.
Uh-huh.
But we said, let's split it up and not get into arguments that we'll regret. But mostly, we all looked to the sky, and we thought, that's the perfect way to honor this dead guy. Is sometimes you want to say, ooh, but wah, Wayne, but then you see a cool flame.
And then you see a cool flame. Sometimes you split up an estate so no one can complain, because you saw a cool flame. And then you see a cool plane.
Well, my name's Buttigieg, and I'm here to say that I like to say the thing. Hold on, I'm gonna get
there. Ladies and gentlemen, Pete Buttigieg.
Well, my name's Buttigieg, and I like to say I don't want to sound so vain, but when I see a thing that's in the sky, I gotta say it's a cool plane. Now you all know that what I do and transpose my domain, but I don't know how to reason with this. It's just such a cool plane.
When Buttigieg shows up to a funeral in the pouring rain, because there was a cool plane,
because it was a cool plane. When Southwest mess ups at the holidays, we want him to explain, but then you see a cool plane.
Southwest is not a cool plane.
What you gonna do with your piece? What are you gonna do with your piece?
Oh, what you gonna do with your piece?
What you gonna do with your place?
Oh, what you gonna do? 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 What you gonna do?
What you gonna do? What you gonna do? What you gonna do?
Oh, well, I guess of all the choices, it's just one that I'm picking. That, ooh, up in the sky, I gotta get myself a ticket. Oh, cause it's so nice looking up from the ground, but I really prefer to be up there feeling that funky sound. Cause what's that cool plane like from the inside? I just gotta get up and see, I gotta get up and I gotta fly. Because now there's only one thing that's stuck in my brain. I gotta use this piece from my dead uncle and get up in that plane.
When life has swept away somewhere between Twix and Twain, and then you see a cool plane,
and then you see a cool plane,
and you flex so hard cause the plane's so cool that you almost pop a vein, because you see a cool plane,
because you see a cool plane.
Well, it's me, Sully, and it's broken my brain. Look at that cool plane.
Sully Sullenberger thinks that's a cool
So we will divide the estate equally between everyone here, including Pete Buttigieg, Sully Sullenberg.
But I think most of us might use it to get on that cool plane.
I think a lot of us are going to use it to get on a cool plane.
Well, now, hold on, everybody.
Liam.
When we say divide the estate equally, that's exactly what we mean. Everyone will get a brick.
Oh.
You'll get a clump of grass.
I forget that he had a brick.
House.
Everyone's going to get a literal piece of the estate. Oh. Now, somebody might walk away with a fancy teacup.
That's me.
Yeah, he is going to get the teacup if I know him like I know him.
And somebody might wind up with a length of pipe.
That's you, Drunessa.
Sweet.
Because you're a plumber.
Yeah, yeah.
Even
yeah.
though sometimes you think you want to get away from drains.
Sometimes.
And I think what a wonderful thing it would be if we could all bring our pieces of the estate somewhere else and rebuild it. In a new way, using all the same pieces, but make a different shape.
Oh, like a ship of Theseus? No, that's just the
like
same
a Picasso.
Thing. No, like or I guess just like a new thing you've invented.
What was the thing you were gonna say though?
I was gonna say like the ship of Theseus.
It's like if you repair each part of the ship, is this ship the still same ship?
Ship of
Theseus.
Now remember this, Liam. It's the ship of Theseus.
Who's that?
Well, he was...
Where's that?
Well, Greece, ancient Greece. He was a hero of old. And if you, one by one, replace each plank of a ship, if you replace all the planks, is it still the ship?
Yes.
But is it?
But oh, if you replace them.
But you do it slowly over time.
But they're new planks.
They're new planks, but it's holding its original shape.
But this is different because I'm saying the opposite.
Right. That's why I stopped myself.
We're just saying sometime in the future, this information that is not like this situation might
that's
be
why I
for
said,
you.
Oops, you created a different thing.
This would be like if you took the ship of Theseus apart and then put it back together, but not in the same shape. Is it still the ship of Theseus?
This is more like a Theseus of Shipsius.
This yeah, is more like a Theseus of Shipsius.
A Theseus of Shashio.
This is a Theseus of Snashnio.
Hi, I'm Thips and Shashio. Are there any calls for me?
Oh, yes, Mr. Shashio. We have one call for you.
Yes, I'll take it now. I've just come from a funeral, you see.
Oh, and I see you're holding a clump of clod.
Yeah, that's what I got from the estate.
Oh, that's lovely. Yes, you have a...
Do you mean it?
Yep.
Okay.
You have a missing call from H&M.
H&M. You know, I heard that stands for honey and mud.
Are you lying about
I'm lying,
that?
I'm yeah. lying. Because you can.
You can.
Yeah.
In fact, I'm lying. It's not from H&M.
Oh, what? You got me.
It's from Hot Topic.
Oh, Hot Topic. Let me see.
I'm sorry. That was a fib. It's from Forever 21.
Okay. But wait. If you're fibbing about Hot Topic, Forever 21 is forever lying. Who's it really from?
Forever 21.
Okay. How can I believe you?
Well, you'll just have to get on the line with them. I'm just your secretary.
All right,
I'll
will.
I'll patch you through.
Thank you. Hello, Fiff speaking.
Hello, Fiff. It is I, Delvin.
Delvin?
Delvin, the CEO of Forever 21. How are you?
Delvin 22?
I'm Delvin 22. Forever 22, eternally 22, but ancient in my wisdom. How are you today?
I'm good. I've been meaning to ask you, why did you name the store Forever 21?
So it will never be as much as me. Always less. For I am Delvin 22, ooh, eternally 22, and the world I shall bring it to heal. So, but this isn't called isn't.
Yeah, what can I do you for?
I was wondering if you happened to receive a piece of an estate recently.
Well, that's so funny because I just did. I'm coming from a funeral of a very much beloved man.
William Sr., I believe. Yes. We knew each other. I wouldn't say we were friends, but gosh, I wasn't invited to the funeral, and I would so love a piece of the estate.
Well, he and I were not close. He did fist bump me one time, but I was awarded a piece of clod, a clod of clump.
Well, I would love that, and not because if I had it, I would prevent the estate from being put back together in a sort of different order, but just because I really want to have it, and I want to help in that building. How much do you want for that lump of clod?
Well, I mean, it has great sentimental value.
I will give you $2 million for that lump of clod.
$2 million? That's a lot of money, I think.
It is. I can confirm.
Is this in cash?
Would you like it to be in cash?
I mean, I'd like to see what that looks like, and especially if it's in ones.
Yeah, we can get it piled
well,
up.
Well, I would say, and then I could roll around on it.
Okay, one. I mean, we want it even bigger. We could do coins.
That's too dragony.
Okay. So one.
Yeah.
You're more of a. Well, what is the. I was going to say Scrooge McDuck.
I was going to say also, that too, but he's also a coins guy.
Who rolls around in a big pile of ones?
Sometimes people do in music videos.
Bethany.
Sorry, I'd stay on the line to take notes.
Bethany, no, I'm going to say thank you.
Honestly, my secretary, Dark Bethany, is also on the call.
Hello.
Oh, Dark Bethany.
I was going to say that sometimes I roll around in IOUs.
That's weird.
It's not weird. It's normal.
In IOUs?
Yes, Bethany has...
What do you get out of that?
Bethany has a number of favors she is owed.
Oh, because you have the power. But what if they never pay you back?
What?
I mean, nothing.
You'll pay me back, right?
Wait, do I owe you money? Oh, my God. This is all happening so fast.
So do we have a deal for 2 million crisp $1 bills?
Minus $12.75, what you owe me for a matinee theater ticket.
Oh, shit, that's right.
I can just give you the... I don't want this deal to fall apart. Is it just $12.75?
Yes.
Or is it about making good on the IOU?
Well, yeah, but you're my boss, so...
I just don't want it to fall apart. I'd be like, 2 million is a round number. I can't even do the math of what 2 million minus $12 is right now.
$12.75. We can all do the math.
Yeah, of course we can. So there's no need to do it. How about this? just because I want the $2 million, and I'm not agreeing yet.
Okay.
But if I were to accept the deal, I want it to be a nice round $2 million number. So can I Venmo you the $12.75 now?
Yes, please.
All right.
Here, you let me know when you get it.
Okay.
And wait, is this you? Is this you?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the picture of just a bat on fire.
Dark Bethany bat on fire. Yeah, okay. And then which emoji do you?
You could use a bat.
Use bat and
movie
fire.
Ticket emoji. Do I use?
It doesn't. It doesn't.
Happy face.
Hey bud. Huh? It doesn't matter. You can really send it with anything.
Box of popcorn.
Yeah.
We didn't get popcorn.
What? Oh, too late. I said it. This is just to represent the movies.
Oh, you know what's funny is I didn't. I didn't go into that movie.
Right.
Wait, huh?
She wouldn't. It doesn't matter.
We were at the Americana.
Right.
And I.
At Brand.
And I was going to get my Ray-Bans retightened. Mm-hmm. I passed you outside and.
Dark Bethany has an ever stretching head. It's constantly
They'll do it for free.
You buy them at the store, they'll do it as much as you want.
Yes, I remember. I was window shopping in the Tesla store when I ran into you.
You had holes in your trousers and the coins had fall through. This is why he doesn't like coins.
Right.
And you said, oh dear, how will I get my $12.75 to see this matinee performance of...
Jumanji, the remake, but
the first Jumanji.
The first Jumanji that they added something at the end.
And so I gave him money back.
Post credit sequence.
I didn't go into the
Right, you the didn't theater. See Jumanji.
So I wish the emoji.
Why the children's eyes were a different color than the adult.
I wish the emoji.
Really broke the fantasy for you.
Can you say that again?
Yeah, they added a post-credit sequence to the original Jumanji to explain why the children's eyes are a different color than the adult's eyes.
Why did we need to know that?
Well, because...
In case it broke the fantasy for you.
It broke the fantasy for me, for sure.
Mm.
Did you get it?
Yes, I got it.
Go through?
All right,
so... I'm going to Venmo you now $2 million.
You're
going to
Venmo? No, I want the cash!
You want the cash, yes, that's right.
Yes, that was the whole thing. I have it in the notes.
Thank you, Bethany.
Thank you, Dark Bethany.
In ones, preferably.
Okay.
I'll take fives, though, if that's easier.
It definitely is, but just let me know which.
Okay, I want to make this. Would 20s be okay? That's
yeah,
still a
even
lot
better.
Money. Okay.
And we're all gathered here to rebuild the house on this beautiful hill that we all agreed on. Wow, I really thought it was going to be hard to pick a place, but this grassy hill was the right choice.
I found the perfect real estate, and it was at a steal.
And put that teacup down in a different place. Yep. I love this shape. It's so different. It's like, it doesn't have a roof. It's a
The roof is the floor now.
The roof is the floor.
The roof is the floor, and all the doors are walls.
And it's a fun maze that anyone can run through.
It's a fun maze. It's not watertight, but it is art. And
it is art. Where's Thips of Cesius?
Yeah, he was.
Has anyone seen Thips?
Put the last clump of clod in there.
Without this clump of clod, it's not complete.
He won't be showing up today.
Delvin 22.
Right, it's I, Delvin 22. Forever 22. Perhaps you're looking for Theseus?
Yes, that's exactly what we're looking for, that clump of clod.
The clump of clod.
I won't be adding this clump of clod to this estate.
But why? What could you possibly care about that clump of clod?
William Sr. and his legacy will never be complete. Not as long as I draw breath.
But you're immortal!
He has done me a deep wrong.
What?
And none but his bloodline can rectify it.
Well, Liam Jr.'s still on his mini-moon. It's in town. We can maybe get him if we need.
Yeah.
But what do you have against William Sr.?
He went and founded a store built entirely of truth. Express.
Yeah.
Do you know how many people stopped shopping at Forever 21? We had a good thing going.
I can't imagine that many people. There's not that much. It's the same people. No.
The same people want a sparkly dress just to wear on New Year's Eve and also want a low price but high quality business attire.
Forever 21 really doesn't have that much business attire.
Not really.
It's a lot more like when I think of Express, Here's what I think of. It's a good thing. The thing that I like about Express.
Would you say it's a major thing?
I'd say it's like maybe kind of more of like, yeah. Ooh, yeah. Yeah, that's what I think about. Yeah, ooh, yeah. Ooh, now I'm feeling it.
Stop this happy music. No. What is this happy music?
Let us sing. Yeah, I'll pick up my teacup.
When I think about Express, I think about being 15 and going to homecoming with a boy in a gray shirt. And he's like, I got this new shirt. It's a new shirt. I don't wear it at church. I got it just for this dance. And I got new pants and a tie so I would match. That's what I think of when I think of Express.
Forever 21, it's a totally different thing.
Oh yeah.
It's like a dress that is made for New Year's Eve, because it's honestly more bling than dress.
And it's like a bunch of string. It's like it feels
it's
like a bunch of
string. And if the wind blows on it the wrong way, it isn't a dress anymore, it's just a pile of string.
Or I think about like a bandana that's actually a halter top, and it says vacation, don't care, and I will never stop.
And maybe in the men's section there's like a shirt, it's not a graphic t-shirt, I dare to say that it's more like just a big old square, and in the square will be like one word, hey.
And maybe like a bucket hat.
There's definitely a bucket hat.
And then I'm like, what is that? Because it all is mostly string.
But it's not what I think of when I think of Express. It's not what I think of when I think of Express. It's what I think of when I think of a dress that turns into a big stringy mess. But it's not what I
think of when I think of. So delve in 22. I see the rage inside of you, but like, I'm like, I don't think this is well placed. I think you're mad at William, but maybe you should be mad at H&M. So, William, please give us our clump of clod, give us our clump, give us our clump. Give us our clump, give us a clump of clod. Give us our clump, give us our clump, give us our clump, give us our clump of clod. Give us our clump, give us our clump.
You've made a really good point. There isn't a lot of overlap between our two clothing joints. So I guess this lump of clod is for something else. And maybe through all of this I've learned about my... Just kidding, you'll never get this lump of clod!
A clump of
God.
You can all burn in hell.
A clump of clod.
Taking this clump of clod.
A clump of clod.
Chase me if you dare.
A clump of clod.
I'm getting in a plane that is not cool.
Oh.
The plane is corporate and bad.
Oh, no.
It uses more fuel than it needs to use. Liam, I hate your dad.
Oh, no.
Wherever you are.
As William Sr.'s legacy. This is definitely going to mess with Liam Jr.'s brain as soon as he gets back from his mini-moon.
How will they get that clump of clod? Will Liam Jr. have a lovely mini-moon? What other things will he learn or forget in the 2 years before he has to go back on Jeopardy? Find out when we return to the second half of...
Shrugging Jeopardy!
The musical!
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget. Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Welcome back. When we last left, the group of those who loved or vaguely knew William Sr. were wishing they could complete their art project, but Delvin 22 would not have it. What will Liam Jr. do? And how will this affect his chances to save Jeopardy? Find out when we return to the second half of Shrugging Jeopardy, the musical. This is your captain speaking. Just wanted to say thanks for flying the groovy skies.
Yes. This plane is so cool.
Oh, wow, Sunita, what a wonderful honeymoon this has been. A whole year.
It's been just, we did our mini moon.
Yeah.
We had a bunch of missed calls from your family members.
That's right.
That we need to get back to.
I know, but I'm just... I want this to last forever.
I know. I
want to
keep traveling the world with you, hopefully learning lessons and gaining information, but probably letting our brain atrophy into that bliss of vacation brain.
Yeah, I felt like I was supposed to learn.
Don't worry about it, sweetheart.
Sorry to bother you. Can I get you anything?
Oh, what's your funkiest cocktail?
Oh, well, we have a full bar and
yeah, it was a cool plane. But you know, like, do you have a signature funky cocktail?
Yeah, it's just blue curacao, champagne, and a shot of Surge.
Absolutely, two of those, please, and keep them coming.
Okay, and one final question: is there anywhere you would like the plane to go?
Oh, okay. Here's
on cool airlines, we offer the chance for people to decide where the plane goes.
This is a thrill. This is a thrill. You know, we've traveled a lot by train. As we've spent
boy, that guy is snoring
that
up a storm.
There's
a
like,
there's a, he there's, is
a man, there's a man a couple rows back, and every time I hear him, I think
Is that a dog? And then no, it's a man.
Yeah, we looked around a couple times. Yeah,
We did a couple. We did a couple up and backs.
There is a dog section in the side back, but they wouldn't be snoring. They're all wearing sunglasses. They're very cool.
Oh man, I want to see that so bad.
It's such a cool place.
It's behind a curtain. You can't. Sorry, that's the one rule.
I like when a cool thing has one rule because otherwise it feels like it's just too wild.
The one rule is just have fun.
That's right. Or like no rules. The only rule is no rule.
Right.
But if the only rule is,
and there is a rule. Anyway,
still a pretty cool place.
You can peek behind the curtain and look at them, but you can't go back there.
We're allowed to peek behind the curtain.
That's the one thing you can do. But you can't go back there, no matter how much you want to. If you're not a dog wearing sunglasses, I'm sorry for you. That is their section. No chance to jog up and down the aisles in that particular part of the plane if you're not a dog.
I love that you're so cool. You only got one rule, and the one rule is that's a place for dogs. I love that you're so cool, but you got one rule, and the one rule is that's a place for dogs. You can have a little cocktail with a shot and also surge. You can sleep and snore out loud if you feel the urge. And every trip around the sun, they pick a seat, two or one, to decide a new place to touch down. Coolest place I found in town.
You can sit where you want to, you can stand in a big old line, but you cannot walk behind that curtain unless you're a canine.
But you can take a quick peek if you pull back that curtain. That's one sub clarification of that, I am certain. But I'm so cool
that we only got
one rule, and the one rule is that's a place for dogs. Oh, it's so cool that you only got one rule, and that one rule is that's a place for dogs.
That's a place for dogs.
I just got back from looking back at that curtain, and guess what?
What?
Those dogs were far from hurting. They were all shape-tipping with a little pause, and I had to let out some oohs and some ahs.
You can ooh and you can ah, you can do a bark like you did, but I know that you are not a dog, so going back there, you can't, kid.
Oh, I could just ooh if I see. I can take just a teeny tiny peek. Oh yes, I'm gonna win it. Just gonna peek there for a quick minute.
We got one rule,
and why it's so cool. But that one rule is that's a place for dogs. And you only have one rule, and that one rule is that's a
strictly
place
just a place for dogs.
I'd like to touch down in Iceland, I think.
Maybe the capital.
Reykjavik?
Reykjavik.
Please remember this. The capital of Iceland is Reykjavik.
Reykjavik.
It's important to me that you remember this.
Capital of Iceland.
Attention all passengers. We're doing a slight change of plans, but it's actually a big change of plans. We'll be touching down in Iceland now. A lovely place. Please enjoy your time there. And by now, I mean about 17 hours from now when we touch down.
Hey, Sunita, when the flight attendant said, I want you to remember this.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm supposed to remember a bunch of things.
Oh, yeah. I guess you and I have been traveling for a year, 10 months and 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Well, wait. Now I can't remember. You know what? You and I got married a year, 10 months and 2 weeks ago. We've been traveling for a year.
Yeah.
We did our mini. We put it off for a year. That's to right. Travel.
Yeah.
That took a lot of money in saving and planning.
And then we were supposed to
remember. Wait. Is it the song, You Must Remember This? Did we dance to that? Is that what you were trying to remember?
No. Oh my gosh. I can't believe he's here. Oh, so sorry. It's the flight attendant again. I just realized that one of those dogs back there was actually born in a slum, but now he's very rich.
Wait.
One of those dogs is a slum dog millionaire.
He's a millionaire?
That's right.
He's so cute, though.
Jai-ho. Well, listen.
Jai-ho Danny Boyle.
Jai-ho Danny Boyle. I feel like, why does Burbank keep coming back into my mind?
Burbank.
Burbank.
Cold. Iceland. Bank. We got to check our money.
Yes, we got to check our money.
We got to check our money when we land.
Yeah, hello. Welcome to Bank of Iceland. Oh,
oh
hi.
Oh, my gosh, Bjork.
Hello, it is I. Hi, Bjork. Welcome to Bjork Stork, the stork that keeps all your monies.
Thank you, Bjork. Listen, we are on our honeymoon, and we're wrapping it up.
I have an idea for a song.
Oh.
I'll sing it to the air.
Oh. That's, wow.
Wow, beautiful.
It's lovely.
But I don't do music most of the time anymore. Now I run a bank.
Okay.
Quite a twist for you, I think. I can't remember any details about Bjork because I have vacation brain, but I feel like that's a twist.
I remember one time a friend of mine waited on her at Tower Video and he thought she was the most beautiful person he'd ever seen.
Thank you, Tyard friend.
Of course. But listen, Bjork, we need to exchange our American money, well, money from all over the place, into Icelandic money. What is the unit of currency here?
I think it's a euro.
Is it the euro? What's the euro again?
I can barely remember. Oh, wait a second. Liam.
Yeah?
That dog from the plane, that Slumdog Millionaire, he's following you.
What? Look at this guy.
Woof, 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 woof.
Hey, buddy, you still got your sunglasses on. Oh, he did it. Hey, Tip, he's so cool.
Oh, do you see something behind his collar?
Yeah, what is that?
It's like... Oh, the little guy had to sneeze.
This poor little guy, he's got a cold.
Well, we've been in the plane for 24 hours, and you know, there's a lot of
it's
air
true.
Blowing through.
Yeah, that's right. And they can't turn those vents.
They can't.
That was the most human sneeze I've ever heard a dog make. For a second, I thought it was that guy who was sleeping on the plane.
Oh, no, I've been stretching my legs.
Oh, hello, sir.
Oh, Liam, this says, don't forget Jeopardy.
Is there any punctuation?
Yeah, period after forget and a period after Jeopardy.
Honestly, forget Jeopardy. They've been running reruns now for so long.
Wait a minute.
Wait, how long?
About a year, I would say.
A year and change?
Wait, a year and 10 months.
And we're not making a bank joke.
How long have you been in Iceland for?
You've
been traveling
a moment.
For about the...
I know. It's no. A year ago, we got married, took a brief mini moon, and then lived our regular lives for a year.
Yeah,
and
then it's been almost 2 years. Then I would say
I've been actually tied up in court with this. It's this guy who he founded
Don't
Forever 21.
Name. Don't speak his name.
Forever 21, the store.
No. What kind of things do they?
Are you lying?
Are
you lying?
I am lying.
Yeah, you know Forever 21. Yeah, you're allowed to lie about it.
You can lie about it.
Yeah.
But the man who started it, the immortal Delvin 22, he's really been trying to like tear up our whole deal.
Yes.
You could say he ruined the last 2 years like that guy who ruined Jeopardy. We don't speak his name.
Yeah. He's got a clump of clod that is very important to a project I've been working on.
Well, I hope you get it back. What, you wanted to exchange your money here?
Well, that's why we thought we were thinking of Burbank. But now I'm thinking maybe this isn't why we were thinking of Burbank.
We used to take the euro, but now our currency is little cute snowflakes cut into the shapes of fish. How much of your money would you like to exchange for?
Okay. Well, thank you so much. We made a mistake.
We have to leave.
No mistakes, just artistic opportunity.
Okay.
Jesus I love Christ. Her, but sometimes, I know it's just like sometimes it's not the right place for Bjork.
Go back to taking apart microwaves, right?
Gotta get you back to Burbank, Liam.
Burbank, the place.
Burbank, the place.
If I don't get there, I'm in some sort of trouble?
You could be in trouble?
Some sort of trouble?
I think we gotta get there and find out.
Better get back on the plane?
Better get back on the cool plane. Excuse me, cool plane?
Yeah, flag it down.
Flag it down.
Cool plane. Cool plane.
Cool plane.
Cool plane.
Cool plane.
Cool plane.
Cool plane.
Cool plane.
Thank you. We'll be taking a brief stop to go back to Iceland to pick up some people that just flagged us down. But we are now back on our way here, and we will be landing in Burbank shortly. Thank you, everyone, for being
this
so...
This went to direct to Burbank. What a treat.
Oh, my God.
It's great when you can get it.
I love Burbank Airport.
Oh, when you can get it, and you pop off, and all you can eat is Guy Fieri, but all you can park is right there.
I don't even mind the baggage claim. It's kind of cute. It's outside.
Now, you listen to me, Jeopardy host whose name I do not remember and will not learn.
Ken Jennings.
He's not coming. Ben Bemmings. So it's time to reboot the series. It's time to start now,
Delvin,
with me. And of course, my cohort, Dark Bethany. What's your name? I'm so sorry.
Dark Bethany.
That's right. And if there's no third, then I guess it'll just have to be the Jeopardy with the two of us. But the reruns have gone on long enough.
Delvin 22, I can't believe you're going to tie me up and force me to host an episode of Jeopardy starring you.
That's right. And it's just me. I will answer the way I want to, playing the game the fun way, when you start with all the most money.
No!
And you go right across the bottom.
No, that broke it.
Whether you know the answers or not.
That broke it. Don't you know?
Answer in the form of a question when you're talking to me. Who is the king of Forever 21, lives forever and will win Jeopardy?
You?
Yes. Who is Delvin 22? What's the one thing I don't have? I've won all the competitions, I've been able to cheat, but there's one that escapes my grasp. So listen to me, it's time to win at Jeopardy. Ken Jennings, let me win at Jeopardy. Start the cameras, start them rolling right now. The studio is in my control.
Okay.
It's been reruns for so long, it doesn't matter what happens here. Just winning is the goal. People will be thrilled to see me up there, 'cause it's the first episode that's new. And Dark Bethany, because there are three podiums, you're allowed to be there too.
I'm sorry, can't give those points to you. The board is now yours, Dark Bethany, and you can see here are our categories. Poems.
Cool dogs.
Cool dogs.
Island nations.
Greek philosophy. And
mixed
basic
drinks.
Math. And mixed drinks. Dark Bethany, the board is yours. Excellent. Wait, the doors are opening.
The doors are opening?
On this backlot, the sun is shining in. I can't make out that image, I just cannot. But he's striking a terrible pose. Oh yes, yes, I suppose he's finally come.
Compete on Jeopardy against you. I gotta win the categories with some speed, even though my brain has atrophied.
Well, my brain is very good, there's no question. I do have problem with the form of a question when answering questions. I never understood that part, but the facts, I know them all by heart.
Poet, two roads diverge. Yes.
It's Robert Frost.
No.
Ding.
Yes.
Who is Robert Frost?
Correct.
Fuck!
I see what I'm going to do now. I'll let him answer first. He'll say the right answer. He won't do it in a form of a question. I'll just whip a buzz in and say it in the form of a question and win.
Next time, Liam.
Airline that serves signature drink. Curacao. Surge and champagne. Yes.
Cool. That airline is called Cool Airlines.
No, I'm sorry.
Bing.
Yes.
What is Cool Airlines?
Correct.
Motherfucker! It's working!
All right, it's time to change things up. Time to let someone else buzz in first.
All right, Doc Bethany, you have the board. I'm sorry, actually, you have the board, Liam.
Oh, yeah. I guess I'll take Greek mythology for the highest amount of money.
Greek mythology for the highest amount of money. Who is the hero whose ship, taken apart plank by plank, is no longer retains its form? Yes,
that
Liam.
Fool, I let him buzz in first.
Who is... Wait, my dad's friend. Well, not friend, but acquaintance. But he loved my dad. That idiot who gave away that clump of
cloth. You're running out of time.
Mispronounce his name as... Who is Theseus?
Correct!
Curses!
And now the board is still yours.
Well, now it's time to cheat, I guess, then. And to buzz in before the question is asked.
All right, let's see. I'll take, Island Nations for all the money?
Reykjavik!
No! What is Reykjavik? Correct, Dark Bethany!
Dark Bethany, you traitor!
Declan 22, you're all through. We're gonna wipe the floor up just with you. You gotta go down for your evil ways, and then Jeopardy can shed some rays.
And up in the stands are all of your friends and family.
Jeopardy, make him wager clump of cloud.
Clump of cloud.
Now it's final Jeopardy. What shall I wager here?
Final Jeopardy, your category is mathematics. Make your wagers first. And because the game's been so close, we will not be taking financial wagers.
What do I, Dark Bethany, what do I have? That's liquid, I guess, so that's non-financial.
I wagered my undivided attention, which is more valuable than anything else I can give.
I guess the only thing I have with me at all times is this clump of cloth.
Give us our clump of cloth.
I feel like someone wants me to give a clump of cloth.
Clump of cloth.
I don't know why I think that. I'm just going to wager a clump of cloth. Do I do the wager before or after I hear the question? I'm going to just do it before. Clump of cloth.
Sunita. If you can love hear me, I have no choice. I have to wager my immortal soul.
I love hear you and I...
Oh my God, you do love hear me.
Now that your wager's in, I will read the question.
Roo, roo, roo. I love hear you too. It's me, the Slumdog Millionaire.
Oh, hey.
Just remember, whatever you need to answer this question...
Yeah.
You had it all along.
What?
Because everyone knows Jeopardy is a game where you just happen to luck into all the answers to the questions you need.
That's right.
Roo, roo, roo.
Thanks, Slumdog Millionaire. Jai-ho, Danny boy.
What is $2 million minus 1275?
Oh, fuck. This is just basic math. Hold on, you can.
And you only have.
You can do this, gentlemen.
Do 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 do. Dark Bethany, we'll go to your answer first. I answered tub of popcorn. That is incorrect.
Ugh,
and
Dark
your
Bethany.
Wager, your undivided attention. Yes, that's right. In the end, I decided I didn't want to give my undivided attention. I have a dark soul. Dark Bethany. Delvin 22.
I wagered clump of clod.
And your answer?
Was whatever Dark Bethany says.
Oh, an emoji?
Dark Bethany!
I'm sorry, you have lost that clump of clod.
Well, we don't know yet. Maybe I'm closest.
That's true.
Sunita, if you can love hear me, I don't know if I got the right answer. I just took a big wild guess, but I want you to know, no matter what happens, I love you forever.
I can love hear you, and I'll love you forever, because I side bet my immortal soul in with this bookie here.
Then we can go to hell together. I'm so glad love hear you is a thing. I just like tried it and it worked.
Sometimes you gotta try.
Yeah. Wait, hold, I'm getting another love here. Hold on. Thanks, Slumdog Millionaire. All right.
You wait. Your answer is?
I just put this down.
1,999,987.25
I don't know.
Dollar sign. He got it. At the last second, he added dollar sign.
Question. I have a question. In this version of Jeopardy, does the person that wins gets the things that the other two people wagered?
I get it, Ken Jennings. But I choose to give it to you.
Oh, thanks, Ken. This almost makes up for you crossing that picket line.
Almost, Ken. I'm a villain, and even I thought that was bad.
Wait, it's been me, Mayim Balik, this whole time?
Wow, you wanted the picket line the whole time.
Yes! Yes, the other current host of Jeopardy.
And now it's years later, and the strike is over, yes.
You've won this clump of clod. And you get to keep your immortal soul. Phew, I was willing to go to hell with you, but I didn't want
to.
No,
thank you, Sunita. Oh my God, I did not want to go to hell. No, my God, no.
Well,
wait, do I also get Dark Bethany's undivided attention?
No.
Ken,
oh no, she's evil. She can't give it. Yeah,
she's actually already a bat.
Yeah, oh my God.
Yeah, she's on fire. She does that.
I thought that was like a handkerchief and a fan.
No, that's Dark Bethany.
That's a Forever 21 dress.
Oh.
And that's...
It's hard to tell. It looks like string
and
sometimes.
Up there is Bethany.
Liam, I'm going to be honest. I hate you so much.
Good. I'm glad.
And your whole family.
Yeah, you suck. I consider that a compliment.
So do we. All of us gathered. Yeah, we also hate you. And I hate you. And I, with a modern watch, hate you.
I wish you all had a way to say that just like quicker.
Fine. We'll go by our last name. We are Sparta.
Is everyone still mad at me?
No, we love this guy.
Oh, thank God. I feel bad.
Here's the clod. Mayim, I guess you can give it to Liam.
The clump of clod. Now I can finally complete my father's estate for all of us.
I don't know what the deal with your dad was. He was always so cordial to me.
But
he was treating
him.
Me just like a business. Of course I loved him. Everyone loved him. But he didn't give that love back. He just treated you like a business partner.
That's the way dads are sometimes. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just the way it is.
You're saying
that's
change.
Just the way it is. Things will never, be change. The same.
That's just the way it is. It is. It is. It is. You're saying, don't you believe them? But don't you believe them?
Don't you believe them?
Your words, and the words of rock legend Bruce Hornsby...
Sure.
...have turned... Look, I so rarely know a fact, but this one...
I'm so sorry.
Who is Bruce Hornsby? That's just the way it is. Man who's been evil this whole time finally puts everything on the line. And in the process, learns what dads are about. A host who didn't cross a picket line holds up a big old Jeopardy sign saying, you put it all on the line, no doubt. And if you've been bad, sometimes you think that's who you have to be. I've been bad the whole time, that's just the way it is. But you're telling me that's just dads. That's just the way dads have gotta be. And so I can be who I wanna be.
That's the way it is.
Some things
asking me the quickest way to a person's love. Is it direct? The answer's yes. And I think you know that I'm telling the truth, because everyone can attest that you can't lie about Express.
That you can't lie.
What an episode 300!
Episode 300. From 1 to 300, thank
My
you,
My skills
Paul.
Have remained the same.
Flawless.
Flawless.
Excellent. Perfect.
No atrophy from that vacation.
Scott Passarella, King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings, thank you from the bottom of our hearts. Dana Wickens on the Stickens, thank you from the bottoms of our hearts. Brett Morris, that feeling on the coordinates. Thank you from the bottoms of our hearts. Paul, what you got going on? Where can the people find you?
Here's what I got going on. I speak for fellow fans of this show when I say thank you for the gift of this show over the years that has so many times lifted my spirits, so many times just made me happier when I was already happy, to put something out into the world that is effortlessly joyful and sincere without being maudlin or corny, just like a wonderful, pure creative thing, has meant so much to me and has meant so much to so many people. And not only that, but I got to be a part of it sometimes. That means the world to me. You guys are wonderfully talented people, and I'm so lucky to know you. And thank you for letting me be here for this very special occasion. And I look forward to, you know, not only the one-offs of these you do here and there, but whatever you guys do together or separately in the future. It has been an absolute joy. Thank you so much.
Oh, that was really very sweet and kind. And I think, you know, yes, this is a culmination of sorts. This is an ending that we've chosen to feel good about the run and the success and feel control over what we're putting out there, make sure we stand by what we're putting out there, because we do take that relationship with all of our listeners really seriously. So thank you so much for those of you who've been with us from the beginning, those of you who found us a year ago, those of you who just found us. These 300 episodes will be there for you for forever. And yes, this is a chapter close. It's not a story end.
Not a goodbye, but it is a goodbye to a weekly release. Things are changing, and that's very exciting. And thank you all of you who...
and we love our sweet fan band, who, of course, we couldn't do this without. And we love their... Do we underscore this part?
Brett dropped his pick, and that's okay. Thank you over... I mean, all of you who have listened over the years. Jessica just said this. I just want to say it, too.
Say it, too. All
of you, and thank you, Darren, for starting the Facebook group, and Alex for starting the Discord, and Sean Matthew for starting the Instagram that then became our Instagram, our Facebook, and our Discord. thank you, all of you who have, over the years... said nice things, written nice things, made fan art. You are truly the best community we could have hoped for, which is why we take this so seriously. We love you so much. Thank you so much. You've made this a dream. And as we say, thank you, Jessica.
Thank you, Zach.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, yeah.
You know.
I think, yeah, it's a really special thing to think of something by yourself. It's a much more special thing to think of something with friends. Yep. So thank you to our wonderful fan band, to you, Zach, and to our incredible guests we've had through the years who've helped make this very fun and joyful thing. That is a two-sided feeling.
Yeah.
So thank you.
And look
you
forward
so much
to what comes next. We're excited about it.
And now, as we say at the end of every episode of Off Book,
if you think it's the end of the dang dang you show,
then you don't even dang 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 know. Bye.
Powerful is Cox Internet? Powerful enough to let your band members in Vegas, Phoenix, and Rhode Island jam like you're all in the same garage. Get gig speeds powered by fiber from Cox. It's internet built for tomorrow, today. Cox, always building better. Download speeds up to 1 gigabit per second. Cox Internet is connected to the premises via coaxial connection. Speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Cox terms and other restrictions may apply.